We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
One, two, three!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Paul Crist Radio Show, brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewery. 5 Wisconsin locations, 4 in Madison, downtown Fitchburg, Hilldale, Eastside, and in Wausau. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Radio Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome to the Paul Crist Radio Show. Badgers back on the road, taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers on Saturday. Another 11 a.m. kick and another West Division game. And, Mike, another high-stakes game. And the Badgers made it that way by holding off Iowa in what was a terrific game last Saturday at the camp.
It was entertaining, wasn't it? And we've come to expect that type of game between the two rivals. A little bit of unpredictability is always mixed in. Just when you think you've got things figured out, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But I think it's good for both programs that they go into that game knowing how much it means. And that's the type of play you see on the field normally. That it's no matter what the record is, the old cliche, they understand that you're going to go toe-to-toe with Iowa. This is a style of play. You're going to take punches. You're going to have to give punches. And the team that's standing at the end will have earned the victory. And that was the case last Saturday.
Yeah, two things that really helped along the way. One, they got Jonathan Taylor going again, especially in the fourth quarter. He was ridiculous. But maybe a part of that was they were able to stretch the defense a little bit. They got Quintez Cephas involved and able to maybe get a couple of over-the-top throws.
Goes back to that word we've talked about so often during the course of this season, just balance. You got to have some balance to get that extra defender out of the box. And I thought on one series in particular, Jack Cohen really threw the ball well, got the ball downfield. And that's much different than just throwing the screen or throwing the ball in the flat or throwing it cross field. It's throwing it vertically downfield, which that stretches the defense. And then Jonathan Taylor said as much afterwards that getting into the open space again, seeing a little daylight for the first time in a while, did him wonders. And you got to credit the offensive line. I'm talking with Joe Rudolph after the game. He said that he's established continuity now with his starters. They rotated a lot early in the season with the guards. Mm-hmm. No more. Now it's this five. This is the group. And it helps Jonathan Taylor.
Sure.
Because Taylor has a better feel for David Mormon. If David Mormon is pulling, now he knows how he's going to handle that assignment.
Right.
I think they feed off each other much more now because of the continuity.
Yeah, helps Tyler Biotish, helps yes. Cole Van Landen, Logan Bruss at the tackle spots. And now the Nebraska Huskers team will get into those guys a little bit more. But Badgers have controlled this series of late, but briefly here, Mike, they've had some pretty good ball games down there, including a last-second field goal down there a few years ago. Chris Orr with a pick six, an overtime game. Nebraska has been disappointing this season, but still no shortage of talent.
Let's be honest. I'm like a lot of people. I'm surprised that they haven't won more games this year. Not that I picked them to win the West, but I felt like they'd definitely be one of the contenders for the Western Division crown. A lot of people had them number one. I think they do have some talent. The quarterback scares the heck out of me, especially now given a week to get healthier. And that has been part of the problem. He hasn't been at 100%, and it's affected their entire game. If there's one noticeable absence or void in their offense, I don't see that signature Nebraska tailback. Ozigbo wasn't that necessarily that guy, but he was very productive last year.
Yeah, Maurice Washington with off-field, well-documented off-field issues, stepped away from the program. Wandale Robinson has been really an all-purpose, kind of a Rondale Moore type of player for them. Catches a lot of passes, will get the ball in the backfield. Still some weapons there offensively. They haven't been as good as they thought, but still a dangerous team. We'll get into the Huskers a little bit more with head coach Paul Christ. Coming up next in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Badgers head coach Paul Christ knows that being part of a winning team comes down to three things: integrity, excellence, and trust.
That's what I look for in my team. That's why I make Zimmerich Buick GMC part of my game plan.
Lease a 2019 Buick Encore Preferred four-wheel drive for $199 per month. 36-month, 10,000 miles per lease. $19.99 due at signing. Does not include tax, title, or fees. Expires 12-2-19.
Meet our winning team at Zimmerich Buick GMC East and West.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Have you heard?
Heard what?
At U.S. Cellular, our new and improved unlimited plans still start at just $30 a month with four lines.
Wait, improved how?
You can get international coverage and noticeably faster speeds.
International coverage?
Faster and farther. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Data on the unlimited basic plan may be temporarily slowed in times of congestion, and data may be slower than other traffic. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Listen up, Badgers fans. Come out to the Buffalo Wild Wings Madison location Saturday, November 16th for a Badgers watch party. Dig into delicious food and drink deals and cheer on the Badgers to victory. There will also be a special appearance by Bucky Badger. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Badgers Watch Party Saturday, November 16th at Buffalo Wild Wings in Madison and cheer on the team as they take on Nebraska. Go Badgers!
Badger football is back and the Great Dane is ready. Why tackle traffic? The Great Dane offers shuttle services from all Madison locations for every Badger football home game. Don't worry about game day traffic. Let the Great Dane get you to the game. Head to your favorite location and hop on the shuttle. Shuttle details available at greatdanepub.com. Easy parking, a hassle-free ride, great food and drinks before and after the game make the Great Dane Pub and Brewing a winning game plan for any Badger fan. On Wisconsin!
The Paul Christ Show, brought to you all season long by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. It's your number one happy hour dining destination as the Badgers get ready to hit the road this month of November. The West Division games only, so a lot of familiarity. We'll get to Nebraska here in a few minutes, put a wrap on last week, Paul. And I know we talked about it after the game, but you don't have the luxury of viewing it as the rest of us do, just as fans of the game and all that. But it was a terrific college football game. It wasn't perfect. I don't know if games really ever are. But the way your guys kept playing, as you'd say, just kind of in many ways, I guess, a typical Wisconsin-Iowa game. Very hard hitting and down to the wire again.
I think it was all that. And I think when you say it was a really good college football game, because of that, and I think it was because of that, it's never going to go perfect for either mm-hmm. side. And I think it's for a number of reasons. I mean, you've got good players on both sides, and like I said, going in, and I've always had a lot of respect for Coach Ferentz and that coaching staff and what they've done. But I think no question what you said is what I appreciated the most. And I thought guys just kept playing the game, and it was physical, and they put it out there. And you know, I thought it had all the natural momentum swings, probably none quicker turnaround than at the end of the game for us defensively, but to see the response and to make that play, and then I love how the offensively finished, and it was really, you know, JT was big, and we talk about JT being big at the end of the game, it was because a lot of guys were on, and yet you know, and talked about this with the team, you know, proud of the finish, but to finish something means you have to start it, so you got to start, you know, and yet I think it is how you finish, and I think you can even kind of put that into how do we finish out this season. And first of all, you got to just take it 1 week at a time, and within that week, 1 day at a time. But it is fun, you know, where we're finishing and playing November against teams that you know about, good football teams, you know, all Big Ten West opponents. It's a set up to be a fun way to finish. And I'm not talking about where it's going to be at the end. I'm talking about each week, the opportunity that you get. It makes November football really fun and one that you've got to attack it.
A minute or so ago, you mentioned the defensive play, and you hear this term a lot in football, business decisions, and normally that's announcer talk or analyst talk for a defensive player who maybe kind of peels off, or a running back who avoids contact. But as you have said in your time, a business decision can mean multiple things. And I think of Chris Orr, fifth-year senior. Eric Burrell's been around here a little bit, and I think there's a professional future for him. Maybe to your point, that's a business decision to just kind of put it all out there and stop a 245-pound quarterback who's a yard away from tying the game.
It is, and I think it still goes back to, there's no doubt when you look back at it, and that is one. I mean, that's one that I will talk about. Who is Chris Orr? You know, and people come and say, you know, tell me something about him. That's one that it will snap into my mind, is that a guy that loves playing the game, understands the game enough to know that it is about the next play. And, you know, he was probably as upset as anyone, or disappointed, whatever that emotions, or probably all those emotions. But you know what? We got to rally. I mean, we talked to him later and talked to other guys, you know, right when it happened. All right, guys, he knew they're going for two. Everyone knew it. But, all right, how do we change it? And then to be that aware, and then to finish, and to watch that play. I mean, he's dropping in pass coverage. He's 5 yards deep in the end zone. He trusts what he sees. He triggers. If there's any hesitation, you don't get a chance to make that play, and that's what I love about the way that he approaches it, because I think he kind of encapsulates everything that he is. You know, loves playing the game. He's a smart football player, and when you need him to be big, he comes up big.
Yeah, and as you also mentioned, your offense did. We, you know, talk a lot about the 4-minute offense, and was, you know, the back-to-back Rose Bowl teams were celebrated last weekend and made a pretty good living doing that, burning off the remaining time. And to see your guys do that against a rush defense that was like 88 yards per game against it, you know, talking to, you know, to Cole Van Landen about that, they all just kind of like, okay, it's time now. And Jonathan doing what he did, that, as you would say, doesn't just happen either. Pretty good work at the closing minutes.
Oh, it was huge. And it took, you know, obviously JT was big, but Nikia Watson had some big runs in it. And yet, you know, everyone, when you know that you're going to run the football and to have to run against that, that is probably the greatest test of wills. And yet it comes down to also execution. And I thought that, you know, there was a good plan, but the guys executed it. And that's what I think made that most enjoyable, because there's still, at the time, you know, there's 3 minutes and 13. They've got a couple timeouts. I mean, there's still a lot of football to be played, and to be able to do that was huge. Now we got to take that, and can we apply those lessons, what it took to do that, this week and as we finish out the season?
And then maybe that's the definition of momentum, too, because we all, in our business, we say that a lot, the momentum of how you finish a game, and it's really more just about okay, this is why it worked, right? Yeah. And this is, that's what momentum is, understanding why it worked and then translating that to the following game.
It really is. And, you know, each week, you know, we talk to the TV announcers and, you know, they want everything from last week to, you know, what did you learn or what. I don't know if you ever, there aren't many times where you learn something new, like, geez, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it reinforces mm-hmm. something that you already known. And it, I do believe it comes down to still executing. And the other thing that was interesting in talking to our players, that there are, you know, when you look at a game and if you want to win it, you've got to make plays. And you can go back and look at a game, just like we did on the 2-point, and say, you know, that was a big play. And no doubt it was. And I think there's going to be a handful of plays. You know, you can make the call before that play happened. Like, this is a big play in this game. And then there's another probably 5, 6, 7 that it's not a big, you don't know, but all of a sudden something happens mm-hmm. and you say, that was a big play. And I think if you as a player can put yourself in position and being in that moment so that when it's an expected one, you can rise up to it. Or if it's play 33, you don't know what's mm-hmm. going to happen, you can turn that into one of those big moments. And I think that's the beauty of it. And yet all those happen only when there's execution. And really, not just you, but it takes, that's what's cool about football. It mm-hmm. takes, you know, JT can have a big run. It could be on the fifth play of the game. But it's going to take all guys or most every guy doing his job well to give him that opportunity. And then you look back and say, boy, that was a heck of a play, or that interception by so-and-so, or the sack. That's what's neat about playing this game.
Yeah, we will take a break. Badgers getting ready to take the trip down to Lincoln to play Nebraska on Saturday at 11 o'clock kick down in Lincoln. We'll take a break. We'll have more of the Paul Chris Radio Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Paul Chris Show, brought to you all year long by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, the best late night menu in Madison, also your official coaches radio show sponsor along the Badger Sports Network. Again, kind of recapping, we've pretty much put a bow on last week's game, but some individual performances. I was mentioning Cole Van Lannen in the previous segment and talking to him this week. You know, A.J. Epenesa probably had his name called early, right, when he made a play, and then not a whole lot after that. And you, the word trust is used a lot. Clearly, you guys had a trust in Nakia Watson to be able to take care of things. Mason Stocky on a first down run that sealed it. Cole was talking about how he just had to kind of trust the fact he's a pretty good player too. Trust his technique in pass protection and all of that. And I, you know, we talk a lot about the Chase Youngs and the AJ Epinesas. Well, Cole's a pretty good left tackle, and I think he just kind of brought himself back to that a little bit.
Yeah, and I think, you know, anytime that happens and you see that kind of natural growth in a player, that's a neat point, because they want to trust themselves, and then I think there becomes a time when, like, you know what, maybe at times they're forced to trust, like, you know, I just need to, and then also, like, this is a pretty good way to play. And I think that's when you see, and you have to be a good player to get to that point, I think. But then I think that's where you can then still take another step forward, because now all of a sudden, when they trust themselves, then they, I think, you relax a little bit more. You're more confident, more sure of what you're doing. I think you can play more physical. And so, and it takes some bumps in the road. I think it took, you know, for Cole, it might have taken, you know, he had a couple opportunities, and Logan Bruss did the same thing, you know, against arguably one of the best defensive players in the country, Chase Young. All of a sudden, I can do this, you know, and I don't know if they always thought that. And then for that next game, for Cole to come up against a really another good defensive end, that was fun to see his progression. And you know, this week he'll be tested a little bit different, just like the next as we finish out this season. But that can be a huge point in a player's career.
You mentioned Logan. Is this a year where you could say he's really come into his own? I know it's never, you're never truly arriving. You haven't, but is this one of those years where it kind of figuring things out a little bit?
I think and then some. And you're right. You know, none of us would ever want to say anyone's arrived. And that'd probably be the worst thing for a player to think, you know, because it never happens, you know. But I think it has gotten to the point where he is truly a proven him, and maybe it's to himself as much to others, but he is a very, very good football player. And to be able to play tackle in the Big Ten, at times you forget, but he's still young in his career. But I've loved the way that he has approached this whole season, the way that he approaches each day, not just each game day, but each practice day. And I think that he's had a heck of a season.
You know, we talk about that. I'm thinking about JT right now, which it's kind of probably odd to say. Well, no, he hasn't arrived either. But I think he would probably tell you he's a better player this year than he was last year, regardless of what the statistics. And maybe that's a big part of what drives him. He never feels like, okay, I'm the best now. I get the impression that's just not part of his mindset.
No, I think that's exactly right. And I think that's what allows guys to continue to improve. And I think that's how great ones come about. And certainly he's, you could probably put that tag on him and deservedly so, that he's as good a college football running back as there's been, you know, in a number of different ways. I'm not saying the greatest, but he's in conversations. And yet what does drive him is that I can be better. And I think that there's no doubt in my mind that he has improved this year from last year. And I remember each preseason, you know, after his first year to his second to his third, I say, you know, JT can be better, and we need him to be better, and he will be better. Don't know what the stats will say, and we haven't finished this season out, but there's no question in my mind that he is a better player. And I think that's what's going to help him continue to be a great player, is that he does have an energy about him and a willingness and a desire to keep getting better.
All right, we will take a break. As we continue, we'll talk a little bit about the Nebraska Cornhuskers, the opponent for Saturday. Our coverage starts at 9 o'clock, kickoff set for 11 a.m. Central Time down in Lincoln. Stay with us. More of the Paul Chris Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds, to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist? Someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst? A person who studies DNA? A geneticist? Who researches markets? An economist? Who handles employees? An HR manager? And someone who does all these things? A farmer. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Have you heard?
Heard what?
At U.S. Cellular, our new and improved unlimited plans still start at just $30 a month with four lines.
Wait. Improved how?
You can get international coverage and noticeably faster speeds.
International coverage?
Faster and farther. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Data on the unlimited basic plan may be temporarily slowed in times of congestion, and data may be slower than other traffic. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Well, looks like it's decision time here, folks.
I love Zimbrick because I can trust I'm getting a great deal.
So, honey, what do you think? Truck or SUV?
Let's go to Badgers head coach Paul Chris for the call.
I go for two.
We'll take both.
Get up to 18% off a 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 four-wheel drive. In stock units only. Expires 12/2/19.
Meet our winning team at Zimbrick Buick GMC East and West.
Yes.
there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that?
Drunk?
Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
At UW Health, our pediatric transplant teams are working to save the lives of our smallest patients. As one of the nation's largest transplant centers, our experts have saved more children's lives than any other program in the state. And we're currently researching new ways to reduce the need for lifelong medications following a transplant. So, in the end, not only do these children receive the organs they so desperately need, but live happy and healthy lives as well. UW Health. Remarkable.
Paul Chris Show, presented once again by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years as Madison's best friend. Badgers and the Huskers on Saturday. They've had some very good games through the years. An overtime game, Rafael Gaglianoni of last seconds of the game field goal a few years ago, and a pretty good back and forth for a while. Two seasons ago. All right, there's your brief history lesson. Adrian Martinez, I keep saying Blake this week, but he's a linebacker, a professional linebacker. Adrian's a pretty good college quarterback. There's a lot on the plate with what Nebraska does offensively. I suppose, is it one of those deals, Paul, where Jim Leonard is having his guys stick to your principles here and not get too caught up in all the other stuff that Nebraska does?
There's no question that's how, Jimmy's approached our defense staff. But I think what you said is so accurate, that because of the quarterback and what they can do and their skill around them, they can do and therefore do a lot of things. And so it truly forces you to defend all the field. I mean, he's a guy that can, have designed runs called for him, and yet, now you've got one more option. So you've got to, even in your run, an inside run, they can spread you on the sense, is it to the back or is it the quarterback? And then, he can do some things in the passing game and can throw a lot of different throws. And I think they've got really talented skill players around him. And so he's good there. And then when a play breaks down, he can make things happen. And we've seen that with him. And, going into the season, I mean, there was talk of, how he finished last year and, talking about one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And I get why, And so I think that they're always, have the ability to be so explosive, and everything does go through him. And Scott's done a good job. He's a good football coach and what they've done. And I think he knows and understands the weapons that he has. And so it puts a lot of stress on a defense. And you do have to simplify it, whether – each position you have to, I think, big picture, but that changes, and they do a number of different formations and all sorts of things that you've got to be locked in and focused, and then you still have to go play it. And like any spread team, when they spread you out, eventually the ball will declare, and then you've got to try to get as many hats to it as you can. So it's a good challenge for our defense, no doubt.
The way you describe that offense there, I mean, it's you always, as a staff, emphasize just keep playing. In a perfect world, they're not going to have any big plays. But the fact is, they have a lot of big plays. That's just the nature of what they do. They rank very high nationally. So, okay, it's probable that they're going to hit a couple. So you just remind your guys, just keep playing. Plays will be going crazy. Just go.
That's right. The next play. And then the response is going to be huge. And again, we can talk it, and I think we've got players that understand it, but there's also the emotional part of the game, and that's where they've got it. And I think you can help them, and when you anticipate, and like you said, it's always tricky. You'd love to, like you say, no big plays, but you know what? There's a really good chance it's going to happen. And when it does, what is our response going to be? And that's, I think, one of the challenges anytime you play this game, that there's the individual part of you, and yet you don't have to do it alone. You got other guys around you, but we need enough people to kind of have that right mindset to truly focus on playing the next play. And when you're in that next play and that play, just be all out. You know, put yourself all into it and go all out, and then you get to do it again.
Well, on the flip side, the Badgers have some big plays, too, in the arsenal, and it's Jonathan Taylor, obviously, and last week Quintez Cephas. Jack had a little time, get the ball downfield. It's a reminder, a confirmation, whatever, of how good Q is. You know, making the big catch or drawing the penalty, he's just a pretty special talent.
He really is, and it's obviously it's been fun to see the way that he plays, because he plays, you know, every play like that. And I think that's why, as a teammate, you know, so many guys appreciate what he does, because he brings a great energy and passion to each play, because I think he truly does care about this team. And no matter what the play is, he will go all out. And we've been able to, you know, take advantage of his obviously talented receiver and take advantage of that. And we feel like we got some other receivers. And if it's easier said than done, but if you have time, if you have protection, you know, Jack is certainly capable of pushing the ball down the field. And when you can get some of those big plays, you know, had a big one last week, and it really changed the field position. We've been kind of stuck in our own end, and it changed it. And so it's got to come from everywhere. You know, JT has been able to do that, and still going to need that out of him. But it's big plays are good to get. But just like we're talking defensively, you still got to finish that up. Mm-hmm. And that's the fun part about playing this game.
All right, Badgers and Huskers on Saturday. Our coverage starts at 9 o'clock, kickoff set for 11 a.m. Stay with us when we continue. We'll visit with Badgers left tackle Cole Van Lannen. Cole and more coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
It's 4:30 a.m., and your alarm goes off. The excitement builds. Will this be the year you finally get that 10-pointer? You settle into your deer stand with a thermos of coffee and the only food a true hunter needs. Sure-make beef, original, or garlic summer sausage. It's an easy snack, and it makes a great sandwich. It's time to prepare. Don't go hungry out in the woods. Find Sure-make summer sausage at your local grocer. Sure-make. Sure makes the difference.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around you. Whether choosing between assisted living or memory care or staying short term for rehabilitation services after a hospital stay, you will find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it in a variety of lifestyle accommodations that are tailored to meet your needs. Oak Park Place, with locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, also a location in Baraboo with independent living. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more.
Official. It's what you call someone who makes the rules. Something that's the real deal. Take Ford F-150. It's what official officially means when it comes to trucks. Powerful. Versatile. Capable. Yup, there's nothing unofficial about it. That's the built Ford Tough F-150. And that's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 42 years straight. Make one officially yours at your local Ford dealer. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
If you're looking to upgrade your home, call the number one ranked remodeler in Wisconsin. That's Mad City Windows. 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. That's 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. I made that call and had all the windows in my house replaced thanks to Mad City Windows. I saved money on my heating and cooling costs. The windows looked great, and it was an overall outstanding experience. Mad City Windows earned the 2018 Angie's List Super Service Award and our proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Upgrade your home by calling 1-888-3-MAD-CITY or go to madcitywindows.com to see monthly specials.
Public school educators ignite curiosity and motivate students. I'm Erin McCarthy, an eighth grade social studies teacher at Greendale Middle School and Wisconsin Teacher of the Year. Our communities are extensions of our classrooms. Through the Wisconsin Education Association Council, teachers like me help build a better future for everyone. During American Education Week and every week, you're invited to join us. We act, we teach, we inspire.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show as now we focus our attention to one of the head coach's players. And today we will hear from left tackle Cole Van Landen, redshirt junior out of Green Bay, 6'5", 312-pounder, considered one of the best left tackles, not just in the Big Ten, but in all of college football. The Badgers' offensive line, it seems, starting to stabilize a bit. There had been quite the rotation, particularly at the guard spots. And we have seen right tackle Logan Bruss move inside, albeit briefly. But it seems as though things are starting to settle in once again as we get into the month of November. Certainly against the Iowa Hawkeyes, the O-line settled in, helped pave the way for Jonathan Taylor's 250-yard rushing performance and a 300-yard rushing day overall. The Badgers second in the Big Ten in rush yards per game and the top 16 nationally. They're in the top five in most of the major stat categories in the Big Ten Conference and certainly among the leaders in many nationally in many categories as well. And you go back to Saturday's game, and once again, Van Landen was facing a very good defensive end. It was Chase Young a few weeks ago of Ohio State who would work both the left and right side of the line for the Buckeyes. A.J. Epinesa spent much of his day lined up opposite Van Landen. Epinesa, an outstanding rush end, and he made a play early in the game on Saturday. But after that, you may not have heard the name or have seen 94 around the ball as Cole Van Landen was able to dig in and keep that guy pretty quiet throughout most of the game. We caught up with Cole earlier in the week and asked him about that very topic.
Going back to even Ohio State, I wasn't really trusting my pass sets. So when that first sack happened right away in the beginning of the game, I knew that that was time I needed to change my set right away. And I just had to tell myself before every snap, especially in the pass pro, that I need to just trust what I'm doing and stay low on my sets, and that's what I did, and that helped me tremendously. And then I just knew mentally that I'm a good player too and just kept battling with them all game. So
when you go up, I was talking with the head coach about this, when any lineman goes up against somebody who's so twitchy, you know, just so quick, can that sometimes, you have to kind of fight yourself from an unforced mistake and not, you know, you kind of get away from trusting what works for you so well?
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, you go against someone that's really twitchy and that's a good player, but you have to understand that you're also a great player and you can be just as twitchy as well, and you just got to match that level. And when you can do that, you can do really, really well. Just people need to get that through their head that you need to match. You need to match that, because if you're not, you're not going to win the battle. But if you do, you can win the battle. So
there's going to be so many great feelings being an offensive lineman, not the least of which is when it's a two-point game and you got to burn off the final 3 or 4 minutes. Take us into the huddle, the mentality and just the approach of handling the final few minutes to close out a game.
I mean, as an O-line, especially against Iowa, it's always awesome when the game's in your hands. It really is, because, I mean, it can go one of two ways, and you obviously know which one you want to go, and that's what we said. I mean, this is our game now. We need to finish it, and that's what we did, and we finished it great, and it was awesome seeing JT break it at the end there, and it was an awesome finish to the game.
You guys have been great at being ball hogs this year. I mean, it continued. Can you get a feel for when a defense is starting to wear, when you guys are leaning on them for three and a half hours, or you have the ball for 40 minutes? You get a sense of that as the second half is rolling along?
Yeah, I mean, we really take a lot of pride in that as, like, Badger football, you know. I mean, we try and come out fast, but, you know, like, sometimes, especially against a great defensive line, it's not going to happen right away, but it's the constant, I guess, beating over and over that you'll slowly take advantage of the game and slowly take it over, and that's kind of what we did. And that's how it started in the beginning of the game against Iowa, but towards the end, I mean, you saw the result. So
yeah, the record of this program is awfully good in the month of November, and I've, you know, talked in the past with guys where physically you get stronger too as the season goes along, where there have been years where guys are, you know, putting up personal bests in the month of November. You feel like you've gotten physically stronger as they moved along this year?
Yeah, Coach Rudy especially, but then our strength staff, we really harp on. We need to, this isn't a time to maintain, this is a time to get stronger, because this is a time other teams kind of lack in that, and we try and take good pride in getting stronger instead of just trying to maintain. It's the grind of football, you know. I mean, we've been playing football for how many months now, and you got to just fight through the adversity to just get those good lifts in, and then you're good for the week, kind of. So, I mean, that's what we've been doing. I feel good. Yeah, I feel good in the weight room, and just get after these last few weeks.
Now, you guys, I talked with Tyler about this a few weeks ago, Biotis. You guys have made it work in the offensive line. There's been, had, you know, some shuffling at the guard spots, move people around. That can't be easy, but it seems like it's something that you guys have been able to fight through. You viewed it as a challenge and embraced it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at me. Like, last year, that was my role, you know. And, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't easy for Dieter to go next to two different guys. But, I mean, we trust everyone that we put in. And they're all great players. Yes, it's nice to go through a game, the whole game, with somebody, because we've all seen the same thing the whole time instead of having to talk through it with somebody else. But I wouldn't say it's been a challenge. I think we all have great guys, and they're ready to compete whoever's in. There's no drop-off. It's just the camaraderie of being next to the same person the whole time, I think. You know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah, sure. Last one for you. I mean, we talk about getting stronger and all the work that you guys did, which actually started last winter for this season, but it's all for this, right? Could be what you get asked about, pressure in certain games, but it's all kind of for this month, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's coming down to the wire now, and this is honestly the most important time of the year. I mean, every game's just as important, but this is really it. So we need to bundle up and get this team rolling and get ready to finish this out this season the right way.
The thoughts of Badgers left tackle Cole Van Lannen. Badgers looking to keep things going offensively, get the run game cranked up, and also the ability perhaps to continue to stretch the defense as Wisconsin did with some deep throws on Saturday against the Hawkeyes. Our coverage on Saturday in Lincoln starts at 9 o'clock, and the kickoff is set for 11 Central Time. We'll take a break, and in a couple of minutes, Mike Lucas will rejoin us as we continue with the Coach's Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Badgers head coach Paul Chryst knows that being part of a winning team comes down to three things: integrity, excellence, and trust.
That's what I look for in my team. That's why I make Zimmerich Buick GMC part of my game plan.
Lease a 2019 Buick Encore preferred four-wheel drive for $199 per month, 36-month, 10,000 miles per lease. $19.99 due at signing, does not include tax, title, or fees. Expires 12/2/19.
Meet our winning team at Zimmerich Buick GMC East and West.
Have you heard?
Heard what?
At U.S. Cellular, our new and improved unlimited plans still start at just $30 a month with four lines.
Wait, improved how?
You can get international coverage and noticeably faster speeds.
International coverage?
Faster and farther. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Data on the unlimited basic plan may be temporarily slowed in times of congestion, and data may be slower than other traffic. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Save $250 on the Weber Genesis 2 SE410 gas grill while supplies last. Also, Ace Rewards members receive free assembly and delivery on grills $399 and up. Listen up, Badgers fans. Come out to the Buffalo Wild Wings Madison location Saturday, November 16th for a Badgers watch party. Dig into delicious food and drink deals and cheer on the Badgers to victory. There will also be a special appearance by Bucky Badger. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Badgers watch party Saturday, November 16th at Buffalo Wild Wings in Madison and cheer on the team as they take on Nebraska. Go Badgers!
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
We continue with the Paul Chryst Show. Mike Lucas rejoins us now as we look around the Big Ten and really the one other game that hopefully will matter if the Badgers can continue to take care of their business. Minnesota hitting the road at Iowa. It'll be interesting to me to see what both teams have left, but the Gophers certainly made a huge statement. I would think there might still be skeptics out there, but I got to think there are fewer than there might have been this time a week ago.
You just have to be impressive.
impressed with what they've done. And in that game especially, I think they let everybody else know that they've got an offense that can match up with just about anybody. Two wide receivers in Johnson and Bateman who are as good as anybody in the Big Ten. A huge offensive line, just a huge offensive line. Three quality tailbacks. And then the catalyst is Tanner Morgan. He was like 18 to 20 for over 300 yards.
Gotten a little better, hasn't
he? Oh, my goodness. Right? But that's what you would expect, that growth, that maturity. And you've seen it with that offense from the start of their season where they struggled, had to come back three times against non-conference opponents to win in the fourth quarter. I think that made all the difference in the world. I don't know if they'd admit it as much now. But by winning those games and the manner that they won those games, it had to bolster their confidence. It kind of gave them the mindset, well, no matter how we're playing, we're going to find a way to win.
And on the flip side, you have an Iowa team with three losses, and they're all close. Two last weekend, the Penn State game, the Michigan game, the offense, they've been settling for field goals. We know that. They did get something going when they ramped up the tempo on Saturday against Wisconsin. I don't know if it's built to do that over four quarters, but we'll see what Iowa can. It regroup and rise up on the home field.
Well, it is a rivalry game, and Minnesota hasn't won in Kinnick since 1999. Yep. So there are plenty of motivational storylines for the Hawkeyes, who I'm sure feel like they haven't been at a full strength and haven't been able to give their best punch. I mean, when you lose Brandon Smith, who didn't play against the Badgers, when you lose the tight ends that they had last year, they've had some injuries that may have kept them from being as good as they thought they could be. Well, this is one of those games, too. We started tonight talking about how Wisconsin-Iowa is always, there's a mix of unpredictability, no matter when you play them or how good those two teams are. Same with Minnesota and Iowa, don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
That factors into the series results if you look back over the years.
Yeah, this Nebraska series, which is, there's a trophy to it, but beyond that, it's a division game, it's a November game, so it's big in and of itself. Been some really good games, an overtime game in Madison a few years ago, but the two stand out, I think, from the Wisconsin perspective, the Big Ten championship game in 2012. And the Melvin Gordon game, 408, a couple of years later.
We'll never forget that. And the challenge for Wisconsin on Saturday will be something that people will always talk about, and that the Badgers felt very comfortable playing Iowa because of the style, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, to a certain degree, the tempo. Nebraska's going to spread out the defense and try to create running seams and try to get the ball in space. That's different. That's unique to what everybody's doing in college football. You have one mistake, or if you're not on top of your game, it can result in big plays.
Yep.
And that quarterback has shown that he can make some plays.
Yeah, he can. He's been up and down, but certainly he's athletic enough that when you think things are breaking down, he can break you down as a defense. And then the flip side is, can Nebraska's defense, which, you know, it's been a while since they've really been that black shirt good defense, how well does it hold up against what Wisconsin does?
That's why it's so important to protect the football. Yep. You know, you have to believe that they're going to come after, you know, the quarterback and try to get some short fields for the offense, more so than anything else. There's an urgency for Nebraska to try to get into a bowl, right? And given all the things that have happened this year, and the Badgers are going to be facing that in the following game, too, against Purdue. That's the same kind of scenario for a team that you're favored to beat, but a team that's, as you mentioned, dangerous, very dangerous.
And it'll be loud. It's been well documented. It's a great stadium. It's been selling out for about 100 and however many years straight. You get an idea very quickly when you walk into Lincoln, Nebraska, and specifically that stadium, what football means. You find out in a hurry.
Yeah, and the bottom line, it doesn't matter what happens in Iowa City. Unless you win in Lincoln.
Yeah, and regardless, if Minnesota wins, the more games you win, the better bowl options you have, and it'll be definitely very interesting to see. Our coverage, by the way, on Saturday starts at 9 a.m., kickoff set for 11 o'clock, Nebraska and Wisconsin down in Lincoln. Stay with us. More to come as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
MankBoucher.com, your car shopping destination. Boucher.com allows you to search for your next vehicle however you choose. Search by make, model, body, style, price, color, engine type, or more. At Boucher.com, you'll find a selection of more than 8,000 vehicles waiting for you. More than any other dealership group in the entire state of Wisconsin. And if shopping online just isn't for you, swing by your nearest Boucher location. They'd love to have you. Visit Boucher.com today.
If you're at Camp Randall Stadium or you're just having friends over for the game, when you combine Johnsonville sausage with UW football, you've just entered Badgerville. Badgerville, home of Jump Around, the fifth quarter, and juicy Johnsonville sausage, where the big red machine grinds out yet another victory. Ah, Badgerville, home of full, flavorful brats and authentic Italian sausage. Home of Johnsonville since 1945. They've been making the great-tasting sausage that powers the Big Red Machine on game day. Welcome to Badgerville.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Take a check around the other Big Ten games going on this weekend. Michigan State still stinging from that fourth quarter collapse on the home field last week as Illinois scored 27 points in the final quarter to knock off the Spartans. However, a regroup opportunity as they take on their in-state rival Michigan. That's part of the early window of games in the Big Ten Conference. The Wolverines have been rolling after stumbling. Obviously, the Badgers routed them in September, but seems like from the second half of the Penn State game on a few weeks ago, when Michigan almost came all the way back from a three-touchdown deficit and very nearly pushed that game into overtime, but Jim Harbaugh has his team playing well at 7-2, and they, in fact, are just one notch behind Wisconsin in this week's college football playoff rankings. The Badgers 14th, Michigan is 15th. Northwestern steps out of conference play with a game against UMass. Penn State, the five-point loser at Minnesota last weekend, back on the home field against Indiana. The Nittany Lions, though, still can control things in the Big Ten East Division if the Nittany Lions can win out. Remember, Ohio State still remains on the Penn State schedule. Speaking of the Buckeyes, they are back on the road, taking on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, one of two Big Ten teams yet to win in conference play, Northwestern being the other. And a game of a lot of interest to Badger fans. They'll be focusing on Iowa City. It's a 3 o'clock central game from Kinnick Stadium as the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Minnesota now a top 10 team in this week's CFP rankings, still undefeated, 9-0 as a matter of fact for the first time since 1904. So this month of November with the big games within the division, it continues. And, of course, for the Badgers, that means a little trip down to Lincoln, Nebraska to take on the Huskers. The Badgers have won the last six meetings between these two programs, some lopsided. Of course, a few years ago, you remember, an overtime was needed for the Badgers to win, but they'll try to continue their winning ways against Nebraska. Our coverage will start at 9 o'clock Central, and the kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Central Time. We invite you to stick around on some of our network stations. Coming up next is the Badger Prime Show with Mike Keller and Jesse Temple. Otherwise, we will talk to you on Saturday at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Paul Crist Radio Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewery. Five Wisconsin locations, four in Madison, downtown Fitchburg, Hilldale, Eastside, and in Wausau. Your official Coach's Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Radio Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.